Forever Young, that's Alphaville on Nova 103.5. It's Animals by Night happening this Friday, the 8th of November at the Village from 6 until 10. There'll be live music by Rion Smith and Savannah Collins. There'll be an art slam with artists painting live, silent auction, food stalls, and a cash bar available. Ticket prices are 200 Namibia dollars. You can get them at the SPCA Windhoek office or email events at spcavindhoek.org.na. I also have the privilege of having National Director of the SPCA, Hannah Roden, in the studio with me. Good morning, Hannah.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
And I've got Bernie in the studio with me. Bernie's sitting with Anne. Very well behaved. Does Bernie sing?
Not that I know of. He's actually quite a quiet soul.
He does seem. I had a dog sing for me on air before, which was very, very cool.
Entertaining.
It was rather, yeah. Hannah, before we get into any of the nitty-gritty, I mentioned a lot of things there, but I wanted to just ask you first off. This morning we've been talking about dream jobs. If nothing stood in anyone's way, what would their dream job be? And I'm sure to a lot of people, something like the National Director of the SPCA sounds like, I mean, a dream job, because of course all you do is play with dogs all day.
Obviously.
What would your dream job be if it wasn't this?
Oh, if it wasn't this, I don't know. I think I'm pretty lucky. I think I have my dream job. Not to say that it's not really hard sometimes. You know, we deal with a lot of secondary trauma, a lot of animals in, you know, kind of miserable situations. And, you know, just in like any other organization, we deal with people. But yeah, I think what makes it so special is by the end of the day, all of it is incredibly rewarding. Just being able to help that one animal or that one cat or, yeah, help, you know, reunite a lost pet with their owner is incredibly rewarding. And I think that's what's so special about working for the SPCA. We're not working for a person. We're working for a greater cause. And I think that's what really brings the team together.
Wow. Let's talk about Animals by Night then. I, of course, ran through a lot of things already. But can you run us through the mechanics of the night? What can people expect?
Yeah, so the evening starts at 6 o'clock. There's lots of seating available in the beautiful garden at the village. It's such a beautiful venue. So, yeah, people come. They grab a drink. They can sit down. They can start browsing. The artist will be painting live already upon entry. There will be a short and sweet speech. We don't want to take up too much time of people's time. But, you know, we are there to celebrate the SPCA turning 75 years.
Sure.
And we're there to raise funds for the animals who need us.
Okay. Talking about raising funds, and what kind of items do you have available to bid on in the silent auction?
Ooh, we have some fantastic items. We have some art pieces, vouchers for like spa treatments, massages, urban friction, so rock climbing. There's really a variety of things. We have like stuff for car enthusiasts. So it really is a big variety. We have about 40 items
okay.
in the silent auction. So.
And are there still tickets available for people to attend?
Yes. People can either go ahead and pre-book because there are obviously all, you know, at some point we need to cap the entrance, but there will be tickets available at the door at the night of the event as well.
All right. So if we do the typical Windhoek thing and decide on Friday only that we actually want to go,
you can come.
let's touch quickly then on why fundraising events like this are important. I mean, how much does it cost the SPCA to keep doing what it does each month?
So our annual expenditure, monthly expenditure is about 350 to 400,000 Namibian dollars.
Sure.
Keeping animals are incredibly expensive. And obviously we need to have staff to take care of these animals because otherwise it would not be running. We have a team that are really, really dedicated, working hard every single day to make sure the animals are fed, their kennels, the spaces are clean, that they receive medical treatments, that we have fundraisers like this so that we can raise funds for them. So we're always trying to be, you know, innovative in the way that we raise funds. Because ultimately, we would love to be self-sustainable, but we are, it's a charitable cause.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, we don't receive government funding. So we are really reliant on fundraisers like this.
Okay. How many animals on average? I mean, I know obviously it fluctuates depending on seasonality and things like that, but how many animals on average do you look after?
So on average in our shelter, we have about between 250 to 400 animals at any given time.
Sure.
We take in just about 4,000 a year. And I just looked at the numbers yesterday. We took in 375 animals in all of October.
Sure. So, clearly fundraising events like Animals by Night are very, very important. Thank you for coming in, Hannah. Thank you for bringing Bernie. I don't know if I'm going to let him out of the studio to go home with you, but to everyone out there, if you're looking for a pet, make the SPCA your first stop. They really are. I can vouch for it. They're amazing animals there just waiting for a chance. Thank you so much, Hannah.
Thanks for having us.